He might this week with Chris McCaffrey coming back. Now, I know you hear conflicting reports. Hey, we're going to decide a kickoff or whatnot, but it sounds like he's going to play. Malik Mustafa apparently on social media said that, hey, I'm fine, folks. I'll be able to roll, as he suffered a calf injury at practice. So we'll get that. We'll get the injury report for the 49ers a little bit later. We'll see what's going on later on today, Friday, see who practices, who's limited, but got to figure out what's going on with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dave Moore, former tight end for the Bucs and longtime NFL tight end. He'll join us in moments here, but shameless shout outs, 745-888-957-9570. And we're already seeing some shout outs, Shasky. 925, shout out to Coach Williams and the Dublin High School boys and girls cross-country teams running on Saturday at the EBAL League Championships. And then you got the 734. I love to shout out my three-year-old twins, Willow and Wyatt. And he wants to shout me out. And you, Shasky, does not matter where they are in the house. When I have the morning roast on the TV and Bonte does his old baby, my twins run to the living room to watch him do it. Raising them right. What a start to their mornings. Must be brutal. Must be brutal.
I've got a bunch of shout-outs. I'm ready for it. I'm excited. Yep. And I'm really excited for this Bucs-Niner game, because when you have this much time off and they're on a short week, I truly believe the game plan and how buttoned up they look from a play calling, tackling standpoint, special teams. The first half, it's not the end-all be-all, but how they come out is going to truly matter, like how serious this team is for the entire second half. I really believe that.
Yeah, they need to come out.
It's a microcosm.
Yeah, they need to come out and just win this game and just play clean football. I want to see them clean. You know, 3 or 4 in the red zone, make your kicks, be solid on special teams, tackle. You know, I saw a stat with Nick Bosa. He's having a hell of a season. But the one knock on him, I saw some percentages of his missed tackles, his missing tackles. They got to do a better job tackling overall. But I'm with you, man. I need to see a full 4 quarters. I'm going to see a full 4 quarters. Let me know if we're going to see another run like we saw last year and the year before and what they do in November and December. This is usually Shanahan and the 49ers' time to take it up a notch.
Yeah, and I look at this Bucs defense, and you've referenced kind of their middle of the pack when it comes to the rush, defending the rush, and you know they're toward the bottom in points per game. They've been in some shootouts, and they've given up a ton of passing yards. So as we talk to a guy from the Tampa Bay Bucs sideline, I want to know what's going on. You know, why is their defense where it's at?
Yep, I want to know too. Well, they've got a lot of injuries here as we look at their depth chart here, especially to Mike Williams and Chris Godwin. Just some unfortunate breaks for them to miss the season. They were playing at a very high level offensively. Baker Mayfield looked like he was going to make an all-pro team, all-pro NFL team. So we'll get Dave Moore on in just a second. But Baker Mayfield, when we talk about reclamation projects, and we see one right here with Buddy Hield to go to State Warriors. Nobody saw this coming with Buddy Hield. Nobody.
Everybody's shocked.
Both from Oklahoma, yeah, that's right. Played in Norman.
How random is that?
It's so random. But Baker Mayfield, one of the better stories in the NFL, because when he got drafted by the Cleveland Browns, number one overall, and he reenacts the photo for Brett Favre before his draft and his draft party, we're like, wow, number one overall, Baker Mayfield? But he starts balling for them, and he gets all these commercials. He was in every single commercial, it felt like, on NFL Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. Doesn't happen in Cleveland for whatever reason. Now, a lot of reasons, and we know why. Goes to Carolina, gets traded to the Rams, and you know what? To see him go on the short week to L.A. in his first game with the Rams against the Raiders, and he came back and won that game, right then and there, I think it started to flip for Baker. And then he gets an opportunity of a lifetime with Tampa Bay. And look at him running with him, man. He's one of the better quarterbacks in this league.
Yeah, and I do believe that his personality has changed a little. I do. I think that...
Humbled himself?
Well, I just think that, you know, I've talked about this. Everybody's got different rock bottoms, personally and professionally. Yeah. And at some point, you got to, you know, look in the mirror and say, what kind of person do I want to be as a leader, as a player, as a professional in any industry? And I'm sure he still has some of that swashbuckler attitude, because that's what got him to where he's at. But I do believe there's a little more appreciation for where he is right now.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And I think getting that opportunity to start again, and he got a nice deal, 3 years, $100 million, right? 3 years, $100 million for Baker Mayfield. So when you look at him in terms of league leaders, he's spinning it. And you know what? They've been playing hard despite missing their guys. You know, they played hard last week on Monday Night Football against Kansas City. I thought they were going to get blown out, Shasky. I really did. I was like, Tampa's got no shot tonight. No shot. Losing to the Falcons the way they did. They battled in these football games. So, to your point about the 49ers coming out fast, if you do sleepwalk into Tampa Bay, they play too damn hard to go sleepwalking. They'll come out and throw some bombs on you. Next thing you know, you're down 14-0 thinking, what's going on down here in Central Florida?
It does feel like a part of the Niner identity this season has been their inability to, not that I love this analogy, but step on a throat of another team and really kind of put them away when you need to. They allow teams to hang around, and then you look up and either you're playing a way tighter game than you wanted in the fourth quarter or you're trailing. And so that's why I think the first half is extremely important. I want to see, you know, what's the balance of spreading the ball around? Where is CMC in the backfield every single time? Do you mix up and have Jordan Mason and CMC out there? Is Isaac Garendo a guy that's going to get a combination of looks somewhere in this game? I mean, he went for 14-85 in his first touchdown last week or whatever, 2 weeks ago. I feel like he's got to get incorporated, and I think it's tough to balance this out and get everyone touches. Where's Debo at with the ribs? There's a lot of questions. I think the Niners have more questions than ever.
No doubt. There's a lot of questions. Now, I'm going to get to Greg Cosell, who joined Willard Dibbs yesterday. By the way, gentlemen, shout-outs in 21 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Baker Mayfield last season threw a career-high 28 touchdown passes, 4,044 yards. That was a career-high all across the board. Completion percentage, yards thrown, touchdown passes. So far through 9 games, Baker Mayfield has already thrown 23 touchdown passes. Now, his interceptions will probably be up. He's already thrown 9 picks last season. He's thrown 10. But 23 touchdown passes from Baker Mayfield so far to start the season. What does Greg Cosell see in Baker Mayfield? Here's what he had to say on Willard and Dibbs.
Well, I would say in the league, he's probably thought of pretty well. I mean, he's at his core, he's a pocket quarterback. He's got a good arm. You know, I think he sees the field well. He's willing to make difficult throws. Every once in a while, he'll make a throw that, you know, he throws the ball into coverage or forces a ball because by nature, he's aggressive, turning it loose. But Baker's a good quarterback. And, you know, his arm is if you talk to coaches and players, they'll tell you his arm's really good. He can make throws. They just are somewhat limited in what they could do with their pass game because of what they're lacking on the outside. But Baker Mayfield's a good NFL quarterback.
Good NFL quarterback. And I agree with Greg Cosell, man. He's a tough son of a gun. Baker Mayfield, he's become really likable, Shasky.
No doubt. No doubt. That is not something that I thought I would say because a couple years back, I found him to be very immature. And I think the way that he went at Colin Cowherd was a good thing for Cowherd in terms of his credibility and Q rating and all that. And then I thought it was a bad look for Baker. And it's easy for me to sit here and say, don't respond. You know how many tweets I've wanted to hit send on that I didn't? But part of getting compensated, what these guys do, and part of being a franchise quarterback is you need to be above the fray.
Yeah.
And I think that he's learned that. And I look at the salary that he's on. We talked a lot about the Buddy Hield contract. And we talk a lot about quarterback contracts and top of the market and resetting it. This guy signed a 3-year, $100 million contract with $50 million guaranteed. It's great bang for the buck. He is a below market pay, and I think he's giving you above market production and leadership at the position. It's a great contract.
The Buccaneers and their receiver situation. Here's what Cosell said about that.
The receivers that they're putting out there now, they don't really have a whole lot of verticality to their offense. Trey Palmer can run, but, you know, he's not a great receiver, but he certainly can run. So, you know, what they're putting out there now is a bunch of guys who are kind of short to short intermediate receivers. Their wide receiver rotation had guys you probably haven't heard a lot of. They have a kid named Rakeem Jarrett who played at Maryland. They have a free agent named Miller who played at Furman. Obviously, you know Sterling Shepard. He's been in the league, and they've got Palmer. This past week, Jarrett, the free agent from Maryland, played the most snaps of the quartet. But it was clear watching that tape that they don't really have an intermediate and true vertical dimension to their pass game, so it's somewhat condensed.
So a condensed passing game, and you see a lot of Cade Otton, that tight end, getting a lot of targets for Baker Mayfield. So they're a compromised bunch. But if we learn anything with the 49ers this season, you cannot overlook anybody. The Rams were shorthanded and were compromised. We know how that game ended. The Cardinals were shorthanded and compromised. We know how that game ended. So I don't think the 49ers are in a position at 4-4 to be worried about who's in and who's out. They need to win this game at all costs. And no matter who's out there on the field for Tampa Bay, the Niners got to come out and control. We say this with the Warriors right now. We say it with the Warriors. Control how you play. You can't control who you play. Control how you play. And now as we look at the 49ers, they haven't done that this season consistently. Against the Rams, yeah, they were. That should have been a whitewash, right? We all went to that game. But they didn't. They controlled how they played. They played like crap, and they lost that game. So control how you play on Sunday against Tampa Bay. Play your best damn football game of the season.
You know, there's something about when you get a legend back, right? Like when Steph Curry joins the Warriors again, you just like, oh my gosh, like anything's possible. And I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about the roster believing in it. Like if you go into the Kansas City huddle and you've got Patrick Mahomes staring at you, you kind of feel like we got this, right? When you got Tom Brady in the huddle, we got this. I'm sure for Sam Darnold, you get into that Viking huddle and you're looking over and you got Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. It boosts your confidence. One big run from CMC. How good is this team going to feel about themselves? He's their Superman.
He is their Superman.
As great as Mason's played, as great as Isaac Garendo was.
They're no Kirsten.
They're just not. They aren't. And like Purdy talked about it, like, hey, I went to go hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey, and I just like, wow, I couldn't believe it. And you got a little pep in your step when your guys are back.
Yeah, I mean, this guy last year, Christian McCaffrey, I mean, you can't understate how well his season played out for the 49ers in 2023. I mean, we talk about the postseason, and, you know, it ended on a sour note with the fumble in the Super Bowl. He just wasn't quite the same, but you think about what he did in the run game and the pass game last season, 1,459 rushing yards. 1,459 rushing yards. 14 touchdowns on the ground. 7 touchdowns through the air. 564 yards, over 2,000 scrimmage yards. He had one of the best seasons in 49ers history offensively.
21.
If it's in the top five, it's Jerry Rice and Christian McCaffrey. They may be 1-2.
He did that in 16 games, not
Jerry Rice.
Yeah. No, I'm saying.
Oh, McCaffrey?
Yeah, he did it in 16 games. Rice did it in a strike-shortened season.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry Rice did it in 12 games. McCaffrey did it in 16.
Not to go down the rabbit hole, but that 87 year, Montana, if you look at his numbers, had a case to be the MVP.
Yep.
As we talked about MVPs earlier today. Yep. But no, McCaffrey is, look, he's their Superman. I know when you're a part of a team and you get back someone that you know is that good and on any given play can take one to the house, it changes the dynamic of the outlook of everything. For the defense, for the offense, for the play caller, the quarterback, like the confidence level is going to rise. And that's why I think just having him have a couple of explosive plays in this one, even if he only plays like 20 snaps, like that would be the sweet spot for me.
No doubt. Dave Moore's going to join us at 8:30. Had to push us back. 8:30 for Dave Moore. We'll get some more insight on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Greg Cosell on how McCaffrey changes this offense.
Oh, I think it's significantly more open. I think it starts with the pre-snap movement. There'll be a lot more. I mean, they're a high-motion offense to begin with, but I think with McCaffrey you can do even more. And then just simply the fact that the run game is better because he's, you know, a great runner. So I think there's, and the pass game element, obviously. So with the motion and the pass game element, I think there's a much broader playbook for sure.
So that's Greg Cosell on Willard and Dibbs. There's no doubt the playbook opens up with Christian McCaffrey in his backfield. Line him up in the slot. Line him up outside wide in the red zone. Angle routes, Texas routes, out routes, pivot routes, you name it. McCaffrey's going to be able to do all those things. Hopefully, the Achilles hold up here. The bilateral, I still worry about the cuts. I don't know how he's going to do this.
I don't either. We're all going to be on calf watch, right?
Achilles watch, calf watch,
whatever,
you name it.
The lower leg watch.
Every cut.
Yeah.